Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Death toll in the massive landslide in Wayanad rises to 135. Joint rescue and relief operation by the Army, Navy, Air Force, NDRF and other agencies underway. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh arrives in New Delhi for a three-day state visit. Israel says it killed top Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr in Beirut airstrike. IMD predicts isolated, extremely heavy rainfall to heavy rainfall across the country for the next few days. And in sports, in cricket, India defeats Sri Lanka in the final T20 international, making a clean sweep of the three-match series. In Paris Olympics, Indian boxers, archers, shuttlers and shooters to be in action today. And now the news in detail. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that devastated Wayanad yesterday has risen to 135. The toll is likely to rise further. 186 persons are undergoing treatment at various hospitals in the region. Nearly 200 people are missing. However, the exact number of those missing is yet to be ascertained. A joint rescue and relief operation by the Army, Navy, Air Force, NDRF and other agencies has begun. 45 relief camps have been opened in Wayanad, where 3,069 persons have been accommodated. Minister of State for Minority Affairs, George Kurian, reached Wayanad last night and took stock of the relief operations. He interacted with the senior officials of NDRF and the Army. He also visited a relief camp at Kalpetta. Speaking to media persons in Kozhikode, the minister said the search and rescue operations will be intensified from today. He said three more NDRF teams and a dog squad of the Indian Army will also join the operations. Kerala Governor Arif Mohammed Khan and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will be visiting Wayanad today. Meanwhile, the IMD has declared an orange alert in the districts of Mallappuram, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Kannur and Kasaragod, indicating the possibility of isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. The authorities have declared holiday for educational institutions in 12 districts except Thiruvananthapuram and Kollam. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Kerala is facing the biggest landslide disaster in its history. The mishap hit Churalmala and Mundakai in Wayanad is in ruins. The rescue mission under the armed forces, NDRF teams and state forces has saved over 400 people till last night. The rescue workers were able to reach the Mundakai area only after the arrival of the Air Force as the region was cut from the mainland. 180 relief camps are opened in the state housing over 5,000 rescued people. Various state ministers are camping at the disaster site and leading the rescue operations. The state mourning, which has been announced on account of the disaster, will continue today in Kerala. Mayusha for Akashvani News with reports from Arun from Wayanad.
Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh has arrived in New Delhi for a three-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. Prime Minister Chinh is scheduled to hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will host a luncheon in his honour. Prime Minister Chinh will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will also call on the visiting Prime Minister. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India and Vietnam's long-standing historical and civilizational ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vietnam in 2016. The ministry emphasized that India views Vietnam as a key pillar of its Act East policy and an important partner in its Indo-Pacific vision. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan launched the National Apprenticeship and Training Scheme 2.0 portal and disbursed 100 crore rupees stipends to apprentices through the direct benefit transfer mode in New Delhi. These apprentices are undergoing training in various sectors like information technology, manufacturing, automobile, among others. This initiative aligns with the government's focus on skilling and employability of youth. Addressing the event, Mr. Pradhan said, this year's budget also lays great emphasis on boosting skilling and employment. The minister appealed to all educational institutions and industries to join the National Apprenticeship and Training Scheme 2.0 portal. On the occasion, UGC Chairman Professor M. Jagdish Kumar appreciated the government's initiatives. He said that this portal is the need of the hour, which will help youth to support the country's growth. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over a two-day conference of governors commencing on Friday at Rashtrapati Bhavan. This conference will be the first conference of governors to be presided over by the president. The president's secretariat said that governors of all states will attend the conference. Our correspondent reports that the agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education and accreditation of universities, and the development of focus areas. Several other important issues, including the role of governors in campaigns and better coordination between various central agencies in the state, will also be discussed. In a significant move, the Jammu and Kashmir government yesterday appointed a former judge of J&K High Court, Justice Janak Raj Kotwal, as the head of a panel set up last month for reservation of other backward classes in urban local bodies of the Union Territory. Our Jammu correspondent reports that retired IAS officer Rajkumar Bhagat and former dean of Sher-e Kashmir University of Agriculture and Technology, Professor Mohinder Singh Bhadwal, would be its members. The tenure of the chairperson and members will be coterminous with the term of the commission. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Israel says it has killed a top Hezbollah commander after carrying out a strike on a southern suburb of the Lebanese capital Beirut yesterday. At least one person was killed and a number of others wounded in the explosion in Dahiyeh, a stronghold of the Lebanese armed group. The Israeli military said Fuad Shukr was the target of an intelligence-based elimination by fighter jets. He was responsible for a rocket attack on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights on Saturday, which killed 12 people, mostly children. Hezbollah has denied any involvement in that attack. Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati condemned the blatant Israeli aggression. However, it is not yet clear if Fuad Shukr was killed in the attack. Security sources in Beirut say the intended target was not in the building. Hezbollah has not yet made a statement. Meanwhile, capital Beirut's international airport was gripped with confusion and chaos for the third day in a row yesterday as an Israeli airstrike targeted a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut's southern suburbs late last night. Crowds of travelers were stranded at the airport as airlines cancelled their flights on the back of Saturday's attacks on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights and Israeli retaliation. In Venezuela, fresh protests have broken out in the capital Caracas after the disputed result of the country's presidential election. Thousands gathered in the city center to show their opposition to President Nicolas Maduro's claim of victory. The military and police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at some protesters. Local officials say around 750 people have been arrested. Back home, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall with very heavy falls over northwest, northeast, west, central and southern parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Karnataka today and over central Maharashtra till Saturday. Many areas across the country will witness very heavy rainfall for the next 4 days. In Delhi, the weather department forecast a generally cloudy sky with heavy rain today, followed by light to moderate rain from tomorrow for the next 5 days. In Punjab, there has not been enough rainfall in various parts during the current monsoon season. However, our correspondent reports that the meteorological department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall for today and tomorrow, and also issued orange and yellow alerts. In Manipur, heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life and made traffic movement difficult. The rainfall started yesterday with Tamenglong district recording more than 140 millimeter rainfall. The heavy rainfall created a massive mudslide at Dimtanlong village of Tamenglong district, claiming lives of two persons while one critically injured. The Imphal Jiribam road has been damaged due to landslides in Tamenglong areas. In Jharkhand, restoration work is underway on a forefooting on Tatanagar-Chakradharpur rail section of East Central Railway. The bogies of ill-fated Howrah-Mumbai Mail are being removed from the tracks. The general manager of the Southeastern Railway, Anil Kumar Mishra, said rail traffic on this section is likely to be restored today. Rail traffic has been disrupted since yesterday morning after 18 bogies of the Howrah-Mumbai Mail derailed between Bada Bambo and Kharsawa railway stations near Portobera village under Chakradharpur Railway Division. In Jammu, another batch of 1,654 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 51 vehicles early this morning. Of these, 456 pilgrims left for Balthal Base Camp and 1,198 for Pahalgam Base Camp at 3:20 a.m., from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. On to sports. In cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in the final T20 international, making a clean sweep of the three-match series. Put into bat, India managed to post 137 runs for 9 wickets. Chasing the target of 138 runs, Sri Lanka were restricted at 137 for 8 wickets by Indian spinners, taking the game into the super over. Washington Sundar was named player of the match, while Surya Kumar Yadav was announced the player of the series. Boxers, archers, shuttlers and shooters will be in action for India on day 5 of the 2024 Paris Olympics today. Boxer Lovlina Borgohain will begin her campaign against Suniva Hofstad of Norway. In shooting, Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar will compete in the men's 50-meter rifle 3-positions qualification event. Here is a report from a correspondent covering Paris Olympics.
Tuesday was another medal-winning day for India's shooting queen Manu Bhakkar at Shataro. She teamed up with Sarabjot Singh to claim bronze in the 10-meter air pistol mixed event to create history in what was a red-letter day for Indian sports. She can add to her already astonishing legacy if she makes 3 medals in a row by claiming a podium finish in the 25-meter pistol event. The Indian hockey team comfortably beat Ireland 2-0 to stay on course for consecutive Olympic medals. In the archery individual rounds, Bhajan Kaur starred, shooting brilliantly to make it to the round of 16. The dynamic badminton duo of Sat Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty won their second match on the trot to march into the quarters. Indian sportspersons would aim to build on the momentum given by Bhakkar's historic success in sports ranging from badminton to shooting, table tennis to archery, as well as dressage. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani from Paris.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have referred to the torrential rain battering the state of Kerala. The Pioneer headline writes, Wayanad landslides leave trail of deaths, destruction. The Indian Express adds, behind the disaster, extremely heavy rain, fragile ecology, a steady rise in population. Top global brands may boost India sourcing after import duty relief, cites the Economic Times. Delhi now tops Indian cities with most number of e-buses, having second largest fleet of electric buses in the world, states the Indian Express. Weapons of Jammu and Kashmir village guards may be upgraded with semi-automatic weapons, says the Hindustan Times. And finally, the Times of India reports on the first edition of the Constitution of India containing the printed signatures of its makers, considered a work of architecture rather than art, being auctioned for a record 48 lakh rupees. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Death toll in the massive landslide in Wayanad rises to 135. Joint rescue and relief operation by the Army, Navy, Air Force, NDRF and other agencies underway. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh arrives in New Delhi for a 3-day state visit. Israel says it killed top Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr in Beirut airstrike. IMD predicts isolated extremely heavy rainfall to heavy rainfall across the country for the next few days. And in sports and cricket, India defeats Sri Lanka in the final T20 international, making a clean sweep of the three-match series. In Paris Olympics, Indian boxers, archers, shuttlers and shooters to be in action today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.